Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Tefillah and Simen Tzadi Aleph that Yesh Omrim, that it's forbidden to say a Shem Hashem without a head covering on. He doesn't quote a different opinion. He does say as a Yesh Omrim, but he doesn't even quote a dissenting opinion. So one is not permitted to say a Shem Hashem without a head covering. Hilchos Brachos and Simen Reish Vav, he says very similarly, you can't make a bracha begilui rosh. So one discussion, which I'm just going to mention but not really get into, is how does this pertain to the general obligation to wear a kippah, to have one's head covered? But obviously this ups the ante. It takes it up one notch to say the Shem Hashem, and certainly to make brachas, and how much more so to daven Shmon Esrei. Obviously a person needs to have his head covered. Some of the poskim ask the following question. If this is a general din stated in Shulchan Aruch that for Shem Hashem one has to have his head covered, what about women and girls? We don't see that certainly unmarried women, they never are makbit to cover their head. So if this is a din in Shulchan Aruch that Asur Lahazkir Shem Shemayim Begili Rosh, so how do we explain that? In fact, the Beis Yosef writes that the reason is that we should have Yerushamayim, and that l'chora should apply equally to men and women. So why do we not see this? So there are some who write that this is not really Me'ikar Adin. Even though the Shulchan Aruch brings it, it's not really Me'ikar Adin. The Gra points out that if you look in the Gemara, the way the Gemara describes the process of Birchos HaShachar, so you're saying each bracha as things happen. You wake up in the morning and you open your eyes and you say Pokech Ivrim and you move your body and you get up and you say Matir Asurim and Zokev Kefufim and you say each bracha as it happens and you put your kova on your head and you say Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. So it's mashma that you said the other brachas before you had anything on your head. So and interestingly enough, this is also brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch describes this process the same way that is brought in the Gemara. So the Gra says Me'ikar Adin, it's not really an Isser. So the minhag developed that men are makbid on this. The Gra doesn't say this part. And women are not makbid on this. That's what some, because it's not really a chiyuv Me'ikar Adin. That's what some bring. Rav Avadya Yosef quotes this, and he says, therefore, common practice that unmarried women don't cover their head. Yesh lehem al mi lismoch. But he says, but it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And we follow the psakim of Maran, and therefore, really, unmarried girls also should cover their head every single time that they say Hashem Hashem. That would be better, to say every time they daven, every time they say a bracha, every time they say a pasuk with Hashem Hashem, they should really cover their head as well. And he quotes from some Sephardi poskim that this was in fact the practice in some communities, in Tunis, in Jerba, this was done, that all the unmarried women would cover their heads all the time. Lamaisa, even, as far as I know, even in communities where they accept all the psakim of Rav Avadya, I don't think that this is customary. And I asked Rabbi Allen, he confirmed that as well. No one does this. Nobody does this. Even though Rav Avadya says that this would make more sense and be more proper. So some of the poskim, Tzitz Eliezer quotes and Shlomo Zalman Orbach quote, that's not really the reason, what we said before, is not really the reason for this whole inyan of covering the head. And they quote from the Chassam Sofer, who takes it in the other direction. He says, if the minhag is that men do this and women don't, so then apparently the reason that the Beis Yosef brings about Yerushamayim is not really the reason that we cover our head when we say Shem Shemayim. Must be a different reason. So he says the reason is like the Taz. And the Taz brings, when it comes to head covering, the idea of Chukos HaGoyim, that the non-Jews, I think this was particularly prevalent in Christian countries, they were makbid that they had their head covered, and when they would pray, when they would go to church, they would be makbid to take off their hat as a sign of kavod. So therefore, we're makbid when you go into a shul, when you daven, when you say bracha, that we have our head covered. Not like the chukos hagoyim, but the chukos hagoyim were that the women dafka kept their head covering on. They didn't take off their head covering. So for a woman whose hair is not covered to be dafka, go ahead and cover her head. So that would be like the Chukos HaGoyim. So therefore, the minhag developed that only the men have their head covered when they daven, when they say brachas, as opposed to the unmarried women. When it comes to married women, so Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, there's not a chiyuv to have their head covered for brachas, for davening, but the minhag is to do so. So Laniz Daiti, I'm not sure that the in the privacy of their own homes that the minigas to do so every single time they say Hashem Hashem, every single time they say a bracha. For tefillah, for Shemona Esrei, it makes more sense. I think that's more common. That makes more sense because in general there's a din of dressing for tefillah in a respectable manner, the manner that one would appear in public. So they would appear in public with their head covered, so they would daven with their head covered as well. Although I'm not sure that the minhag is to do so every single time they would say bracha. Have a wonderful day, and please do put up the chairs on the tables.